Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the Royal Rumble match.
The Lord appeared with the purple robe, yeah. Probably chiefing on the purple smoke. We aware every square in your circle choke. Hurl hurtful jokes, your girl give me fertile choke. Bitches bugging, keep on tugging all on verbal cloak. Disappear into the night with nocturnal folks. Miyazuki moving spooky, you get turned a ghost. Feeling goofy, feeling loopy off the dirty potion. Damn, stand still, but I'm still in motion. You see the surface, but the worth is deeper than the ocean. Ain't a person picture perfect, is the picture worth it? This is New York, you sucker stuck up in the circus. Chillin' beaters, league leaders, puttin' dick in divas, yeah. I'm killin' reapers, flow sick, 06, gill arenas, sick. I fill arenas, then I leave them with the title, boy. My price is up, you not nice enough to be my rival, boy. The truth is you ain't championship material.
The truth.
I'm ruthless and my palace is imperial.
Ruthless.
You're stupid and your acts is very trivial. My niggas run up on you, masked up just like Mysterio.
God Almighty.
New World Order. Yeah.
Somebody get in there, stop it!
I need a goblet for this. With a black hoodie.
Don't do it!
King of the brain, call me Lord Sire. Make you scream with a bat wrapped in barbed wire. See God telling stories round a campfire. Tales of the soulless, cold-blooded vampire. Hunting in the night, admit your fright, damn liar. You could try him, but it probably gone backfire. Can't deny him, you know they can't rap fire. Your leader follow, no time to wallow in the mire. Yeah. And every day I seen it twice, all of y'all seem alike, scream alike. Yeah. And every day I seen it twice, all of y'all seem alike, scream alike.
Come on, it's enough! Damn it, it's enough!
Every day I seen it twice.
Hey, look! It's
hey, yo, hit my theme music, the villain out to play. Yeah. Your children shout and pray, at nighttime I'm out for prey. All you doubt is wait, I sit my power rate. You couldn't breach my grounds, you wouldn't reach the tower's gates. Spit rubies, spit loogies, and not a towner's face. Making movies, smoking doobies with the sour taste. Y'all just stick figures, we Picasso pieces. Spray graffiti on the walls where the apostle teaches. Tombstone preachers after giving gospel speeches. Years from now, they'll be studying your fossils' features. Lots of creatures in my habitat. Word, my dogs perform savage acts. Sick of all you average cats. Fuck.
This has gone too far!
Said verb, say get well. About to throw a fit, catch hell. Need to smoke a zip, exhale. Afloat in a drift, set sail. You know you got game, Denzel. What remains when your family and friends fail? I just rap away the pain and I vent well. And if you mad, fuck it, you know I meant well. Money lusty, I want all the Fetty. Yeah. Keep a custody cop and quarter steady. I know that you ain't think I hit your broad already. Shit, well I did, now I'm bored already. Couldn't step to me, I'm extraordinary. Don't even think about it, you ain't even sort already. Rep, ready for the likes of this. The pie's all mine, you couldn't get a slice of this. Said it, you ain't did it though. Claim you ain't the same, you ain't different though. Talk it, you ain't living though. A whole lot of lies, you alive, you ain't living though. Said it, you ain't did it though. Claim you ain't the same, you ain't different though. Talk it, you ain't living though. A whole lot of lies, you alive, you ain't living though. We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Atomic Drop. My name is Tarek, and this is a broad. It's not broadcast anymore, is it? This is a podcast dedicated to the wonderful world of professional wrestling. I hope it's a podcast like no other. I think we do things a little bit differently here. We celebrate pro wrestling. I mean, sometimes I will whinge in about the next 2 or 3 minutes. You want to hear me whinge about a couple of things in professional wrestling. But generally, we try and keep this a nice and positive thing. We come to you from London in the UK. My name's Tarek. If I haven't already mentioned that, I might have done. And I hope you're doing well. Thank you for joining me this week. We opened the show with a song called Royal Rumble. The artist has named himself Verbal McMahon. The song, for all intents and purposes, was a bit of a cluster, but I like to feel that reflects the nature of the Royal Rumble itself. Anyway, it has been a good week in wrestling, regardless of what you're into and what sort of wrestling you watch. I was pleasantly surprised to find out that NWA Power Season 2, it started this week. Like a week after season one ended, so there really wasn't any sort of gap in programming from them. NWA have been one of the revelations of this year, giving you nice, free, and concise wrestling. And it's the show. Look, I've said it. I've sung its praises many a time on this show. It looks different, and it's got a nice feel to it. Some brilliant performances from a lot of familiar faces as well. So I would highly recommend everyone, if you haven't, do check out NWA Power. Now, the thing I want to talk about, and what probably, at least for me, some of the biggest news of the week was the TLC pay-per-view, and in particular, the main event, the Ladies Tag Team Championship ladder match, where Asuka and Kairi Sane defended their championships against the team of Becky Lynch and the Queen, Charlotte Flair. Now, this is my fault. I shouldn't read online reviews, because I watched the match on the night. I watched it live. I stayed up all night, which is quite, you know, it's a treat, and it's got that big fight feel. I thought the main event was fantastic. It was brutal. It was hard-hitting. It looked like a struggle. Charlotte did look like she was laying in some shots on several people, mainly Kairi Sane. And it all in all, I thought it was a fantastic match. Then I read the reviews the next day. People were saying, oh, it was a car crash. Like, of course it's going to be a car crash. It's a TLC. It's a tag team ladder match. It's meant to be a car crash. But people were saying, oh, it was sloppy and this and that. I liked it. I thought it was a match of the night on the night. And basically, the critics are wrong. What I've learned about the wrestling media and the wrestling press is there's this massive echo chamber. One person says something, and no one really wants to express a different view. But I thought that match from Asuka, Kairi Sane, and Charlotte and Becky, I thought it was a fantastic match. I do think, and I've said this many times before, is Asuka's highly underutilized and highly underrated. There is talk that we are heading towards a Becky Lynch Asuka singles match, and if any of you have been keeping track like I have, I do believe that Asuka might just have Becky Lynch's number from all the matches we have seen them have in the past. The problem with this is the WWE might feel like this is the time to give Becky her win over Asuka, and even more diminish the Empress of Tomorrow. But win or lose, I still love her to bits and hope to watch her for many years. And also, if you aren't just done watching her wrestling, she does have a YouTube channel. It is the most bizarre YouTube channel you will ever see. It's called Kana-chan TV. Sometimes she plays games on it. A lot of the time she's cooking. She seems to live in a tent in her garden. It's incredibly charming, and it's kind of like video art, but it's much like this is a wrestling podcast like no other. Asuka's YouTube channel is a YouTube channel like no other, and I would urge you, no matter what you're into, just watch it. It's quite good for ambient, just leaving on in the background. She's quite endearing and quite charming, even though there is a little bit of a language barrier. The other thing of note from the TLC pay-per-view was, of course, the return of Daniel Bryan, who came to who came out at the end of the Bray Wyatt's match, and he appears to be in full American Dragon garb. When I saw him coming down to the ring, I was absolutely convinced that he was coming to give the Miz a kicking. This did not seem to be the case. He went after Bray. Could Bryan be the man to take? Could he be the man to take the belt off Bray Wyatt? I don't think so. I have a feeling they are going to give Daniel Bryan a championship match against Bray Wyatt at the Royal Rumble, for the sole factor that they can. That means Bryan won't be in the Rumble. Not that that's always the case, because you can be in a championship match and still be in the Rumble. But they're going to keep Bryan out of the Rumble, just so you don't have the crowd chanting for him to win. Bryan is long overdue a Rumble win. And hopefully it'll come soon.
Lessons learned from the Royal Rumble 1992. To beat a man, woo! You gotta beat the man. One, two, three, four!
Manchester, England. That was a band called The Crash Mats with their song Royal Rumble. I'm trying to think if I have any other thoughts from wrestling over the week. I thought Monday Night Raw was fine. We seem to be getting a lot of matches of Humberto Carrillo against Andrade Almas. And do you know what? They're fantastic matches. But we do seem to be falling into this trap once again of just repeatedly showing us the same match over and over. This coming Monday, for all you Rey Mysterio fans out there, Seth Rollins will be challenging Rey Mysterio for his United States Championship. I do feel that time might be up for little Ray Ray as United States Champion. They seem to be going with this whole chicken shit heel sort of character with Seth Rollins, so I suspect the Authors of Pain may lead to the King of Mystery losing his United States Championship, but we'll see how this all plays out. I haven't been watching AEW for the whole time it's been on. I haven't had the time. Well, I've caught bits here and there, but storyline-wise, I don't know where they're going. I believe the match they're building to is Jericho and Ambrose, I think. I'd like to say it's still early days. I don't know. And also, I know NXT UK have got a Blackpool Takeover coming up on the 12th of January. Once again, that's just too much wrestling, isn't it? And it's a good problem to have. But yeah, I don't know. We're going to crack on with more music. So, you just heard the Crash Mats. with Royal Rumble. Next up is an artist we've played previously on this show. This is an artist called Mars, and here's his song called Dusty Rhodes.
You know, traveling throughout this country, Dusty Rhodes is recognized everywhere because of his hats, not his eyes. Because of his hair, his ability, and his rap, Dusty Rhodes is known all over the world. They don't need to look at my face, my clothes, to know who I am.
Probably burn up my blessings, being redundant, cause temptation is stronger. Some things are still overcoming. This is the life I lead. Amazing since I was a youngin', they hyping me like the savior. I'm ballin' like Andre Drummond. That's double fold, cause we down, see where the lover go. Cause when you on, when everybody seems so lovable. All about grinding and striving to get another O. No couches in my house, I never wanted to get comfortable. Let's get it. Hug the road so persistent the way I do this. Hustle's mine, many business ventures like I'm ludicrous. Wake up every day knowing my life is how I'm choosing it. I just hope the shoes is tailor-made since the shoes are fit. I send a redemption, dear Lord, do I deserve your blessings? Penny pinching my life, seem like I earn it stressing. With bullets bang the bat, aim, help me earn your protection. I pray for wisdom every day cause I'm learning a lesson. Now mama crying cause daily them bills pile up. Family shedding tears, what's 9-11 is dialed up. Dudes complicating and always messing my style up. So much going on, no wonder why I'm so riled up. So, dear God, send a blessing down my pipeline. Trying to be a millionaire, and you my only lifeline. Pump fame, I could care less if my eyes shine. I just wanna fulfill my destiny at the right time. Let that joint breathe. Never mind, bring that joint back. Let that joint breathe. Never mind, you know I got that. Traveling down this road, I never travel alone. As I'm headed to the throne, for a place to call my home.
You think I just put words together? Metaphors so clever, that's a verbal illustration of all of my life's endeavors. Always told to never quit, so even if I let up, I learned that now is my worst. And tomorrow gotta be better than God. See some things that made me question exactly what I'm doing, and am I making progression? Can this be my profession? If I make the confession that my sins turn to wins, I'm blessed through my transgressions, I swear. Watching the news give you the blues, wishing that they lied, but knowing it's the truth. With so many lost and nobody with a clue, all them dark nights rising, the hero is you, it's easy. Riddle fools with a bunch of punchlines, it's complex and make words that chase lies and touch my lines. Spit my time, ticks my mind, clicks I want mine. No more breaks, no lunch time, it's gut check, it's crunch time. So, in the mirror of the man that I'm becoming, shaped through my tribulations and things I'm still overcoming. This is the introduction, a deeper look in the mind. Catacombs of my brain, my intellectual design. Juxtapose onto my goals, where the concrete burst arose. Never try, you never know. Rusty kings, dusty crowns as I travel on dusty roads. Let that joint breathe. Never mind, bring that joint back. Let that joint breathe. Never mind, you know I got that. Traveling down this road, I never travel alone. As I'm headed to the throne, for a place to call my home.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You got a lot of people that care about you here, and we're all gathered here to give you a message. General Schwarzkopf is here. George Steinbrenner is here. I'm here. Yeah. World Wrestling Federation, everybody, we all care about you. And since we care about you, I figured that this is a real, real good time to let you in on a big, big, big secret. Big secret. fact, it's such a big secret that it's not really a secret at all. No, it's not. It's a power that we all have inside of us that a lot of people don't take advantage of. And these are zillions of people all around the world, just like you and me. We can do better. Yes, we can. Because this great power that we have inside of us, we can exploit it to the fact that we make it a habit. And we use it every day. It can change your life just like that. Ooh, yeah. I'm not going to keep you in suspense any longer. That big secret that's not a secret is believing in yourself. Believing in yourself. That's what it's all about. We are all goal-striving human beings walking the face of this earth. We're all in it together. Believing in yourself is where it's at. You can achieve any goal that you are motivated to achieve, that you are enthusiastic, anything that's important to you, you can achieve that goal. There's nothing that can stop you from achieving that goal if you do one thing. That's believe in yourself. Believe in yourself and all things can be possible. You have to have a real, real good self-esteem. You have to have a real good self-image. You have to be all that you can be. You have to unbelievably have no limitations on your potential. Don't put any limitations on your potential. And you know who your best friend should be? Yourself. Look in the mirror. Believe in yourself, because when you're your own best friend, then and only then can you be a real good friend to other people. And that's where it's at right there. You're your own best friend, and you're going to be a leader. You're not going to be a follower. You do not want to be a follower. You want to be a leader, achieving your own goals. And if people follow you because they see that you have vision and that you have goals, that's fine. You let them follow. You be a leader. But if the followers, if they put something in front of you that you know is not right, let them realize that you know better than them. And if you have to, call the Macho Man on the telephone and I'll tell you it's not right. You know what's right and you know what's wrong. So do the right thing. Everybody knows the right thing and everybody knows the wrong thing, so who are we kidding? Be a leader, not a follower. Say no to drugs and stay in school. Drugs is a one-way ticket to nowhere. What goes up is going to come crashing to the ground. So that's the bottom line there. Don't even touch it. Just say no. If anybody asks you about it, just say, what part of the word no don't you understand? I thought I made myself crystal clear. Stay in school. That is a golden opportunity. Take advantage of it. A lot of people don't take advantage of what they're doing in school. It's hip and it's cool to be in school. Yes, it is. Learn all that you can. Learn even more than your teacher. Absolutely. If they tell you to read one book in class, go ahead and read two. An education and learning is something that you need. Why do you need it? It's an opportunity that you can't let pass through your fingers, otherwise later on you're going to wish you had. I guarantee you that. Because if you learn all you can, and if you get all this education inside you, what you'll be able to do is you'll be ready to accept life's challenges. Because there's going to be plenty of challenges. You're going to have to expect the unexpected. There's no easy road. Nobody said life was easy. Life is a roller coaster. It's got highs and lows, and it's got ups and downs. But if you want to be able to handle the situation, if you want to be able to conquer things that are going to happen in life, oh yeah, you're going to get knocked down. Things are not going to always go your way, but you don't blame other people. You just look around. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps and you get back in the race. And never, 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 ever, ever, ever quit. Winners never win and winners never quit. Going gets tough, tough get going. Ooh, yeah, that That's just the way that it is. And if you get knocked down, you dust yourself off, you get up, you get over it, you stay strong, you stay confident, and you get right back up and you just kind of grit yourself. You know why? Because you believe in yourself. And you're going to get knocked down. But it's the person that gets back up again is the person that I respect. I respect you because you believe in yourself. When you believe in yourself, I believe in you. Because I know that you're the type of person that's going to go all the way. I know you're the type of person that's going to battle and win at all costs, at all odds, against all odds. Because that's the type of person that you are when you believe in yourself. It's the only way to go. That's the bottom line. I want to say something else. It's very nice to be important. It's more important to be nice. We've got a lot of nice people over here doing a lot of nice things. And I think it's just great. I want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody. And when you're leaving here today, while they're passing out gifts, because George Steinbrenner made this all possible, I just want to take off these glasses right here. And I want you to look me in the eye, and I want to shake hands with each and every one of you. And I want to realize when I look into your eyes that you believe in yourself, because I believe in you, because I know that you can be all that you want to be. It's up to you. I love each and every one of you. And oh yeah, thank you very much, and I'll see you later. Oh yeah!
That was a very special Christmas message from the Macho Man Randy Savage himself. Very motivational. Very, very, I don't know. I thought it was quite sweet. Hope you enjoyed it. We have come pretty much to the end of today's show. Thank you for tuning in. I think I'll be back next week. I'm not sure. I might take the rest of the year off. We'll see how it goes. So keep your eyes peeled to see if a show shows up next week or not. In the meantime, I'd just like to thank you all for listening this year. If I don't do a show next week or the week after or until next year, thank you for all your support over the last year. Have a wicked Christmas and Happy New Year. If you have time off work, if you don't, whatever you're doing, keep safe. Don't drink and drive as well. Macho failed to mention that one, but you shouldn't do that this time of year anyway. We do have SmackDown tonight. Enjoy it. I'll have to wait till tomorrow afternoon to watch it as I'm working tomorrow morning, but oh well. Until next time. Oh, actually, I just have to do all the reminders. Remember, this show is available as a podcast, but obviously you know that because you listen to this as a podcast. We're also available on Spotify. We have a whole show archive that's available on our Mixcloud page. Or if you go to Resonance FM's Mixcloud page, they have every single show we've ever done, which I don't have on the podcast feed because you've got to pay for the podcast feed. And I think I can only fit something like 20 episodes on there. So as one goes up, as I've said previously in the past, they do get deleted. Remember, you can get in contact. We're on Instagram. We are on Twitter, The Atomic Drop. We're also on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page. Or you can just email theatomicdrop@hotmail.com. There is not much left to say. I'm going to leave you with a song from a band called Five Knuckle Shuffle. This is the Ballad of Vince McMahon. Till you hear from me next time, take care and ta-ta.
But you feel sorry for yourselves, you wallow in your self-pity, and then you have to face the facts that life is not fair. And some of you, a select few, you might as well go ahead and admit it. You might as well own up to the philosophy for some of you, and that is that life sucks, and then you die.
Monsoon back here in the locker room area with Bobby the Brain Heenan, manager extraordinaire, question mark, and ravishing Rick Rude. Some interesting things went down here in the Coliseum last month, Ravishing.
Was anything unexpected to you, Monsoon?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't expect you to go out there and grab the guy's snake.
The snake doesn't belong out by the ring, Monsoon. This is man against man, not man against beast.
There's a snake we allow out by the ring.
Don't you call my manager a snake, Monsoon. This is Bobby the Brain Heenan, the top manager in professional wrestling today, and he saw
without
what
a
went
champion.
Down.
Does he have a champion? No. Are
Tell
you a champion?
Stick Tell around, him, Bobby.
What?
Stick around. You want to talk about snakes? You want to talk about something low life? Fine. We'll talk about Jake's wife if that's what you want to do. Because that's
Cheryl
the way
Roberts
we feel.
Is not what we're talking about.
Oh, you were mentioning snakes. Excuse me.
Pardon me. Yes. Continue.
Yes. Speaking of Cheryl Roberts, where is she? The victor should receive the spoils. Isn't that the way it should go, Monsoon?
Well, did you win?
I thought so. What do you think?
I didn't think so.
I left a man in the middle of the ring, a heap of flesh. What do you call it? Out of the goodness of my heart, I chose to walk away. I could have dealt him a more severe beating. You know that, Monsoon.
I think you were out of gas myself. I think that you've trimmed down so much to make your body so beautiful that now you don't have any stamina left.
Okay, then tell me the one about Little Red Riding Hood. I like that one too, Monsoon. I'm the best conditioned man
in professional
wrestling.
We'll see what happens in this big,
today.
Exciting
don't
return
you
match.
It.
You want to know where Cheryl is?